There was a time when trolls were just simply things under bridges that were harassing Billy Goat's Gruff. These days, trolls are everywhere, and if you haven't been trolled, you haven't lived online. To tell us more about this and maybe what we can do about it, we're joined by John Ronson. He is a journalist, author, and all-around Renaissance guy, and the author of So You've Been Publicly Shamed. Hiya, John.
Hey, nice to speak to you.
Likewise, I'm sure. Now, to illustrate what's going on in your book, which is fascinating, let's take a look at what happened to the South African comedian Trevor Noah, who is the incoming host of The Daily Show.
Right. So he, in the morning, it was announced that he was going to be taken over from Jon Stewart, and everybody was hailing him and hailing the choice and, you know, what an interesting guy. And then I think a journalist from BuzzFeed went through his 9,000 tweets and found five crappy ones, dating back, you know, 5 years, if I'm right. And so he went in the space of like an hour from like interesting choice to horrendous villain. It was as if, like, we on social media had all decided that we could use these five decontextualized and, you know, crappy jokes as clues to this man's, like, inherent true wicked self. And his career could have been over because of that.
What's your advice for him?
Well, actually, something really interesting happened with Trevor Noah, because usually if an employee is publicly shamed, it happened with Justin Sacco and pretty much everybody else in my book, they're immediately fired. But with Trevor Noah, it was kind of different in a really interesting way. Comedy Central said, you can't define somebody by a couple of jokes that landed badly. And Trevor Noah said the same thing. And I think Jon Stewart said the same thing. And that was so courageous of them to do that, because it's so easy to just throw the transgressive employee away and save your skin. So I thought it was kind of wonderful that Comedy Central and The Daily Show acted the way they did.
And the speed with which that happened is really the whole story here, because there was a time when getting your scarlet letter was a fairly laborious process.
I mean, there's some people in my book who were destroyed while they were asleep on a plane. They made a joke that landed badly, and then while they slept, they were destroyed. So it's terrible.
You're talking about Justine Sacco here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she was destroyed because of a joke that landed badly while she slept. And in fact, the fact that she was asleep and unable to be part of her destruction was part of the hilarity of people. Also, you know, there's another guy in my book, Jonah Lehrer, whose transgression was worse. It wasn't jokes that landed badly. It was proper journalistic sins. But when he tried to...
He's the guy who made up the Bob Dylan quotes.
That's right. And when he tried to apologize at a Knight Foundation lunch, a journalist foundation lunch. It was live streamed, and they erected a giant Twitter feed on a big screen next to his head, so anybody watching from home could tweet their ongoing opinion of Jonah's request for forgiveness in real time while he tried to apologize. And so as he was trying to apologize, he could see, like, cascading into his eyeline tweets like, Jonah Lehrer trying to bore us into forgiving him. Jonah Lehrer is just a frigging sociopath. He is tainted as a writer forever. Imagine if this was an actual court and, you know, the murderer stood up in court and was given a minute to explain themselves, and the jury were all yelling out, bored, sociopath. But that's the system we've created for ourselves.
Well, but what's really happening right now? Have we always been horrible, vicious people, but we've been held back by technology? Or has social media, in essence, given free rein to our inner horrible people and brought out the worst in us?
Well, you say horrible people, and also earlier on you talked about trolls, and I think there's something different going on. I mean, there are trolls out there, like terrible, misogynistic idiots, but that's not the people who were tearing apart Trevor Noah or Justine Sacco or Jonah Lehrer. It was good people trying to do good. It was nice people like us wanting to show that we're proper and ethical and empathetic, and we're attacking people misusing their privilege. So it's good people like us who are creating the most destruction.
What can one do? In the book, you pay a visit to the so-called reputation repair business, and you look at how they try and wage war online on your behalf. Is that the extent of it? I mean, can all you do is basically fight back using the tools that were part of your downfall?
Well, there are really smart companies that can bury the transgression underneath, you know, a kind of canopy of positive blogs about you. But unfortunately, that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if you haven't got hundreds of thousands of dollars, you're on your own. When you're in the eye of a shaming, all you can do if you want to survive is just shut up, just shut the hell up, because everything you say at that moment will just be more evidence for the prosecution. So just shut up. We've created this system for ourselves, this kind of weird surveillance system where the only way to survive is to either be bland or silent.
John Ronson is the author of So You've Been Publicly Shamed. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.